In this bulletin, the death toll from a Japanese typhoon continues to rise. Ireland is hopeful a Brexit deal can be reached in the next few days. And in the AFL, Eddie Betts returns to the Carlton Football Club. With the latest SBS news, I'm Amy Hall. The death toll in Japan from Typhoon Hagibis has risen to 48, with many north of Tokyo still living at emergency shelters. The strong winds and rain hit on Saturday, flooding homes and leaving households without power. Japanese media are reporting 17 people are missing as rescue crews search through mudslides and near swollen rivers looking for survivors. 87-year-old Hisako Satake left her flooded nursing home to stay at an evacuation centre.
It was a bit of a surprise, of course, but thanks to the support of the workers and because we have been conducting drills, we managed to remain rather calm. Our nursing home is Christian-run so that many of us are Christians, so we prayed, which helped us to stay calm.
The Queen's speech has officially opened the British Parliament, with Brexit being the key focus. Queen Elizabeth II's speech conveyed British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's agenda to politicians. The speech revealed the government's plan to suspend free travel from the European Union in 2021 as part of its post-Brexit immigration amendments. Under the changes, EU citizens moving to the United Kingdom after January 2021 will no longer have an automatic right to settle there. However, the 3.4 million EU citizens already residing in the UK will be allowed to remain.
An immigration bill ending free movement will lay the foundation for a fair, modern and global immigration system. My government remains committed to ensuring that resident European citizens who have built their lives in and contributed so much to the United Kingdom have the right to remain.
Meanwhile, Ireland is optimistic a Brexit deal may be reached in the next few days. Irish Foreign Minister Simon Coveney says even though an agreement is not far off, significant work still needs to be done.
So I think, you know, as my Taoiseach has said, a deal is possible, and it's possible this month. May even be possible this week. But we're not there yet. And as Michel Barnier said yesterday, there's still a lot of work to do. So I hope that we can make more progress today.
EU leaders are scheduled to meet on Thursday and Friday to discuss if a deal is possible by the 31st of October deadline. Russian-backed Syrians have deployed forces inside the Kurdish-held territory south of the Turkish frontier. The Syrian army's arrival is being viewed as a victory for President Bashar al-Assad and his ally Russia. There are concerns the United States' decision to withdraw troops has created opportunities for the Turkish president and Russia's leader in the ongoing war. US President Donald Trump has warned sanctions against Turkey are likely, while the Kurds are accusing the US of betraying them. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham says the Turkish president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, has underestimated Mr. Trump.
There's going to be crippling sanctions imposed by the Congress to supplement what President Trump's administration has done. We're going to send a signal to Turkey that's unmistakable in the eyes of Erdogan and the world, and we're going to break his economy until he stops the bloodshed.
Police are expected to have stronger powers to check identity information at Australian airports, with another government vote likely today. Overnight, the Centre Alliance Party won a narrow vote in the Senate for the legislation with its changes involving regular reviews of the measures. But the Coalition is likely to seek another vote today after losing on the amendments. Labor Senator Christina Keneally has described the Morrison government's latest loss as a comedy of errors. In the AFL, Eddie Betts says it's an emotional experience to return to his original club Carlton after being traded by Adelaide. The 32-year-old forward will reunite with his former teammates and new Carlton coach David Teague at the Blues. Betts says he's happy to be back.
This club has always been in my heart, and yeah, it's a fairy tale and homecoming as well, if you want to put it that way. So just looking forward to getting stuck into it. I believe I still can play some good footy. I'm maybe 32, but I believe I've still got a lot to offer.
Adelaide will receive a future fourth-round draft pick in exchange for Betts, who has kicked 600 goals in a 316-game career. And now look at today's weather. Perth, partly cloudy, 21. Adelaide, showers developing, 20. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 19. Hobart, showers late, 16. Canberra, mostly sunny, 27. Wollongong, much the same, 23. Sydney, similar conditions, 24. Newcastle, sunny, 27. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 27. Cairns, sunny, 31. And Darwin, also sunny, 34. This is SBS News. I'm Amy Hall.